I wanted to tell you a dream I had. It was about a bagpiper.
Was he playing a bagpipe?
He was. And once he started, he never stopped.
Well, then tell me about your piping dream.
The bagpiper was standing in a wheat field.
Was he wearing a kilt?
He was. A red kilt. And the wheat, it was waving in the wind. And it was endless, as far as the eye could see. And the bagpiper, he was playing his bagpipe.
Was he playing to the wind or to the wheat?
At first, I did not know. Bagpipers will just stand there and blow. When they squeeze their tunes out of their pipes, the sound is endless.
I rather like bagpipes.
In my dream, the wheel seemed to be waving to the tunes coming out of his pipes.
That sounds like happy wheat.
Now the sun was setting, and the bagpiper started to march.
Do you mean like he was in a marching band?
He was, and the wheat parted for him. It made a path, and he marched.
A one-man marching band?
No, I was there too.
In the wheat?
I was watching him, but now I joined him.
And you can play a bagpipe?
I had a drum. Big drum. I was carrying it in front of me, and I was marching behind him.
A two-man marching band.
But I could barely see over the top of my drum. Because I was small, I was a boy, and the drum was bigger than me.
Well, maybe you were beating a retreat, through the wheat.
But then we weren't in the wheat. We stopped. We looked back at the endless fields of wheat. It was waving.
Like waving goodbye?
No. It was pleased that we had played. It rippled and waved like an ocean of golden happy wheat.
Were you like the little boy in the tin drummer?
I was bigger. It was a really big drum.
I take it you're not Scottish.
Do I sound Scottish?
I'd say not.
What if I said I was?
I would say, are you still dreaming?
What do you think my dream meant?
Do you have some very loud dreams?
What do you think Mojo would have thought?
About a bagpiper playing to a field of wheat?
And you beating a drum? I guess we'll never know.
Well, thank you. Thank you for listening to my dream.
I do remember Mojo saying, think of your breath as feeding your body. It's not just the air coming in and out of your lungs. It's the flow of energy throughout your body, the flow of the blood, that sense of aliveness in your nerves. He said, try to be sensitive to your whole body as you breathe in and as you breathe out.